Welcome to the Business English Podcast. Let me first ask our listeners a quick question. Have you ever wondered how English sounds to people who don't speak it natively?
Exactly. That question sparks curiosity, because understanding how English sounds from an outside perspective can truly help us refine our communication. It also boosts our sensitivity to cultural differences.
Indeed, you're spot on. Our topic today is what English sounds like to foreigners. We want to explore why this is so crucial for global business. Communication success often relies on clarity and empathy.
Absolutely. That's exactly how I see it. We'll outline the structure of this episode in simple steps so everyone knows what to expect. We'll have an introduction, a main discussion, two English lessons, practical tips, and a closing.
Precisely. We believe active output, like speaking or writing, is key to mastering new skills. So please share your thoughts on what English sounds like to foreigners in the comment section below.
Couldn't agree more. We're all here to learn together. Give this video a like, subscribe to our channel, and remember, if our pace feels too quick, try slowing it down with YouTube's playback feature.
All right. Let's kick off our exploration into what English sounds like to foreigners. Now,
well, let's outline the plan for this segment. We'll explore what people say about the sound of English, why it matters for business, and how we can use this insight to improve communication across cultures.
Exactly. Many non-native speakers mention that English sounds somewhat direct or even casual compared to more formal languages. They also point out that the rhythm can feel choppy, with strong stresses on certain syllables.
Totally. Some say it resembles staccato notes, while others hear long vowel sounds. No doubt about it, these perceptions affect how we speak during international business, especially when we want our message understood by diverse audiences.
Indeed, that's how I see it. In recent years, global teams have become the norm, so this topic is more relevant than ever. If people find English jarring, they might hesitate to speak up or ask questions.
Precisely. When employees feel unsure about the language itself, communication can break down. You nailed it by pointing out how crucial clarity is. There's another perspective. Sometimes English sounds friendly or approachable to listeners.
Absolutely. It can appear more flexible or less rigid compared to languages with strict grammar structures. The key point is that these varying impressions matter when building trust, leading teams, or pitching ideas in global environments.
Yes, that's what many experts mention. Some recent case studies show that English usage in multinational firms leads to occasional misunderstandings if the tone or pace feels abrupt. But with awareness, we can reduce those issues significantly.
Indeed. This whole idea is crucial for professionals who often deal with clients or partners abroad. We should be mindful not just of vocabulary, but also how our language might sound, both in tone and rhythm.
Couldn't agree more. For instance, in some cultures, raising your voice signals enthusiasm. In others, it may feel aggressive. So adjusting our speech can foster better connections, especially when presenting ideas or leading cross-border negotiations.
That's right. There's another angle, too. English sometimes has a playful edge, with idiomatic expressions or slang. This can confuse listeners unfamiliar with certain phrases, making them feel unsure or even excluded from the conversation.
You're spot on. In fact, some professionals avoid using too many idioms in formal settings. They worry those expressions might not translate well. I mean, clarity is king in business, so simpler language makes a stronger impact.
Exactly. Let's also remember the growing influence of English media worldwide. Thanks to movies, music, and social networks, many have strong impressions of how English should sound. Sometimes that ideal clashes with real-world business communication.
Absolutely. People expect a polished Hollywood-style accent or a friendly TV host voice, but actual offices are filled with diverse accents. You nailed it earlier. Empathy and flexibility let us navigate these differences and build mutual respect.
That's exactly how I see it. With that in mind, we should be mindful of speech pace, intonation, and word choice. This awareness helps create a supportive environment where everyone feels comfortable speaking and sharing ideas.
Indeed. Our discussion here centers on how English sounds to foreigners, but the main takeaway is empathy. If we recognize different perceptions, we can adapt to each other's communication style, making our global business collaborations more effective.
Couldn't agree more. And that's why we're focusing on this topic, what English sounds like to foreigners. We hope these insights encourage everyone to be patient, respectful, and curious when interacting in cross-cultural settings.
Precisely. Let's move on now that we've discussed the significance, key trends, and some real-world examples. Next, we'll dive into an English lesson that highlights terms and idioms from our chat, so stay with us.
So let's begin our first English lesson by reviewing 5 words and idioms we used. We'll explain each one, share its meaning, and give a quick example. Ready to jump in?
Absolutely. Let's start with staccato. We mentioned that English can sound staccato, meaning short, sharp, and disconnected. For instance, her staccato speech pattern made the presentation seem very energetic, but also a bit rushed.
Exactly. Next up is choppy. We said some people find English a bit choppy if the flow seems uneven or abrupt. Example: the conversation felt choppy because he paused often to think of the right words.
Totally. Let's go to jarring. We mentioned that certain tones might sound jarring to non-native speakers. In other words, they can be shocking or unpleasant. For example, his sudden laughter was jarring during the quiet meeting.
Exactly. Another important phrase is idiomatic expressions. These are phrases where the meaning isn't clear just by looking at individual words. For instance, break a leg means good luck, especially in performances or big presentations.
You nailed it, finally. Let's discuss diverse accents. That phrase reminds us that English speakers worldwide have unique ways of pronouncing words. For example, our team has diverse accents, which brings fresh perspectives and cultural depth.
Exactly. Those 5 items, staccato, choppy, jarring, idiomatic expressions, and diverse accents, are crucial for anyone learning business English. Using them properly can enhance both understanding and clarity, especially when working with people from many language backgrounds.
Absolutely. Sometimes just recognizing these concepts helps us adapt. Like, if we're talking too fast, we can slow down. Or if we're using idioms, we can check if everyone understands them before moving on.
That's right. Also, practicing these words in real sentences grows your confidence. For instance, try saying, "I noticed the audio was choppy, but your idea still came through clearly," in a team meeting.
Indeed. To reinforce these terms, write them down, use them in casual chats or formal emails, and you'll see real progress. Couldn't agree more that active output is the best way to master new vocabulary.
Exactly. Learning the definitions is just the first step. The real magic happens when you apply them in conversations or business presentations. You nailed it earlier. Practical usage cements these lessons in your memory.
Precisely. Well, that wraps up our English lesson 1. We covered 5 key expressions we used in our talk. Let's shift gears to practical tips on applying the idea of what English sounds like to foreigners in everyday work life.
By the way, remember to keep practicing these new words. For each term, try using it in 3 different sentences this week. This simple habit boosts both retention and overall English fluency.
You see, it's not enough to just read or listen. Actually, you need to produce your own examples. That's how you'll gain confidence, especially when interacting with international colleagues or clients.
Indeed. Couldn't agree more. So let's conclude English Lesson 1 here. Next, we'll share some practical tips you can use right away to make your English sound clearer, warmer, and more engaging for foreign listeners.
All right, welcome to our practical tips segment. We'll talk about everyday strategies to make your English more approachable for international audiences, reflecting on the concept of what English sounds like to foreigners. Let's dive right in.
Absolutely. First, be mindful of your speed. You see, many native speakers rush through words without realizing it. Slowing down slightly ensures clarity, particularly when your listeners come from various language backgrounds.
Exactly. The second tip is to use simpler vocabulary when appropriate. This doesn't mean talking down to anyone, but rather choosing words that communicate ideas clearly. That approach helps avoid confusion and builds more inclusive communication.
You're spot on. Third, watch your intonation. Some languages rely heavily on tone shifts, while English speakers often fluctuate in pitch naturally. If your tone is too flat, you might sound uninterested. If it's too high, you may appear overly excited.
Indeed. Another tip is to clarify idioms or slang right away if you must use them. Actually, you could say, we need to hit the ground running, which means start quickly, so people aren't left guessing.
Totally. Next, record yourself speaking. Let me see. Many people don't realize how their English sounds until they hear a playback. By listening, you can note if it's too fast, too monotone, or full of complicated words.
Precisely. Fifth, be open to feedback. For example, invite colleagues to point out parts they find confusing or jarring. Couldn't agree more that this type of honest feedback loop can refine your speech and build stronger relationships.
Absolutely. Another strategy is to observe global speakers who communicate well in English. Watch news anchors, public speakers, or business leaders. You'll pick up on pacing, stress patterns, and clarity, which can transform your own approach.
Exactly. Also, try mixing formal and informal practice. So maybe practice short presentations for work, then have fun chats with friends. Balancing both helps you see how English might sound in different settings.
Indeed. Our topic is all about perspective, right? Understanding how English sounds from the outside is half the battle. The other half is adapting your style so you communicate with maximum impact and minimum misunderstanding.
That's right. In today's world, remote work and virtual meetings are standard. So if your English sounds too fast or unclear, that confusion gets multiplied across video calls and emails. By the way, using visuals can also help.
Absolutely. Slides, infographics, or even quick sketches can bridge gaps if the spoken language feels ambiguous. Actually, many top organizations encourage visual aids to support their global teams. It's a solid practice for clarity and collaboration.
Couldn't agree more. Let's not forget about cultural context. You see, certain jokes or references might not land well abroad. Keeping things straightforward, respectful, and mindful of different backgrounds ensures your message resonates with wider audiences.
That's exactly how I see it. Another angle is to adapt to new trends. For instance, many young professionals sprinkle text speak or memes into English. Understanding these helps you engage with broader demographics, though always consider the formality level.
Precisely. We also notice a rise in short-form video content for business updates. People now communicate swiftly, using concise phrases. If you practice delivering your message in 30 seconds, you become better at clarity and impact.
You nailed it. With these tips, slowing down, choosing simpler words, checking tone, clarifying idioms, recording yourself, inviting feedback, observing great speakers, using visual aids, respecting cultures, and staying updated, you'll definitely enhance your English and business interactions.
Exactly. Let's wrap up this practical tips section. In a moment, we'll go into our second English lesson, where we'll break down 5 more useful terms we touched on. Stay tuned.
Now let's start English lesson 2 by highlighting 5 terms from our practical tips. We'll explore their meanings, typical usage, and give sample sentences so you can fully incorporate them into your business English repertoire.
Exactly. First is mindful. We mentioned being mindful of speed and word choice. To be mindful means to be aware and considerate of your actions. For example, she was mindful of her teammates' language level.
Precisely. Next, intonation. It's about the rise and fall of your voice. English often relies on intonation to convey feelings. Sample sentence. His intonation made the feedback sound friendly rather than critical.
Absolutely. Third is text speak, which refers to abbreviations or slang from texting and social media. For instance, FYI means for your information. Example, his email used text speak like LOL, which wasn't ideal for a formal meeting.
Totally. Fourth, we have visual aids, like slides or images that support your spoken points. For example, she used visual aids to show sales growth, making the presentation easier to follow.
Exactly. Finally, cultural context. This means considering traditions, norms, or values that influence how people interpret language. Example, he explained the joke's cultural context so international colleagues wouldn't find it confusing or offensive.
Indeed. These 5 terms, mindful, intonation, text speak, visual aids, and cultural context, reflect how nuanced English can be. Mastering them helps you present yourself more effectively and avoid misunderstandings in diverse work settings.
Couldn't agree more. Sometimes people overlook intonation or cultural context, but these details matter a lot, especially when collaborating with international partners or leading cross-border projects. You see, clarity goes far beyond just grammar.
Exactly. Also, using the right visual aids can bridge language gaps. For instance, a chart or infographic can convey complex data quickly. That's why many businesses invest in design tools, ensuring messages are universally understandable.
Absolutely. Let me see. Text-speak is another interesting one. It's fine in casual chats, but for formal emails, you might avoid abbreviations like you instead of you. Couldn't agree more that context dictates what's acceptable.
Exactly. Being mindful means reading the room. If your audience is senior executives from different regions, keep it professional. If it's an internal team chat, some text speak might be fine. Adjusting like this shows awareness.
Indeed. Let's conclude English lesson 2. We highlighted mindful, intonation, text speak, visual aids, and cultural context. Practice them often, and you'll see immediate improvements in how you relate to others in international business.
By the way, try writing a brief paragraph using each term. For example, describe a meeting scenario where you pay attention to intonation or use a helpful visual aid. This reinforces the words in context.
Exactly. Another idea is to record yourself, then listen for how you apply these 5 terms in real speech. Couldn't agree more that hearing your own voice is sometimes the fastest way to spot improvements.
Absolutely. Plus, get feedback from peers who also study English or work in international teams. That external perspective reveals gaps you might miss. Indeed, we learn best by comparing notes with others on the same journey.
No doubt about it, you nailed it by emphasizing collaboration. We can't learn effectively in isolation, so forming study groups or discussion circles helps. Besides, teaching these terms to friends also solidifies your own understanding.
Precisely. That concludes English Lesson 2. With consistent practice, these concepts, mindful, intonation, text speak, visual aids, and cultural context, will become second nature in your daily communication. Let's move on to our final closing remarks.
Now we've come to the closing of today's Business English podcast. Let's summarize the main points from our topic, what English sounds like to foreigners, and the practical tips we shared.
Exactly. We discussed how English can sound direct, casual, or even choppy to non-native ears. Then we explored why this matters in global business, highlighting empathy, clarity, and adaptability as key factors for success.
Precisely. In practical tips, we covered speed, vocabulary choice, intonation, idiom explanations, recording yourself, feedback, observing skilled speakers, using visuals, respecting cultural nuances, and staying updated with trends. All these can help you sound more welcoming and effective.
Absolutely. Then we held 2 English lessons. The first featured words like staccato, choppy, jarring, idiomatic expressions, and diverse accents. The second introduced mindful, intonation, text speak, visual aids, and cultural context. Using them actively boosts confidence.
Couldn't agree more. We hope these insights inspire you to reflect on how your English might sound and to adapt where needed. Remember, we learn best by practicing, so keep sharing your opinions in the comments.
Exactly. We trust this podcast helped you feel more confident about global communication. Like always, please like this video, subscribe to our channel, and spread the word about the Business English podcast.
Absolutely. And if the pace was a bit fast, you can slow it down using YouTube's playback settings. The key is consistent practice, steady improvement, and active participation in the learning community.
Precisely. Let's keep learning together. That's all for today's episode on What English Sounds Like to Foreigners. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time on the Business English Podcast.